So it's like 4 p.m. You eventually track him down with a dog.
Past midnight. Exploration of the adventure begins.
There's some bad guy if you take him out. Oh, jeez.
Kevin's getting bored. Either that or we're going about this entirely wrong.
Yeah, we're just going to slow.
No, that's alright. We've got enough time. Yeah, we've only got enough time for like the last battle. So.
All right, big battle. I'm ready for it.
The two-person adventure.
Initiative.
Yeah. No, Young Guns is the last battle.
Oh.
Right, so we've got the alien artifact.
Are we there yet?
So it's what, 4 p.m.?
Are we there yet?
4 p.m.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Hold this at our headquarters?
in the closet? No, I should follow the
Yeah, you go check out the space
thing
station.
Back to the moon.
Space station. Maybe we can track down Death 2. Who knows? Let's track down Death 2.
Try to track down Death 2?
Sure.
Okay.
I think that bro would do it.
Okay, this is much harder. Because it's hard to roll. You have no idea how to do this.
I don't even know who Death 2 is. Explain this Death 2 to me.
Nope. Yeah, there was always a chance. Very small chance.
So, can we use this to go find the moon base? Or we can
figure out how it works? Look at it.
Ooh. No, that won't work. Because we took out all the local conclave people.
What?
Because I was saying we could call them and say, we've got your thingy.
We can still call them in jail.
Yeah, we won't do any good.
I look at the artifact.
Oh. Figure out how it works. No. We call the TV guy. And we have him give a message.
Is he actually on Iron City? Or I thought he was in like Hollywood or something.
No, it's Honolulu.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
Let's go talk to the TV guy.
You go talk to him. I'll check out the machine.
No, actually, okay. Yeah. He was like New York.
So, all right.
You go check him out.
Metropolis.
You go check him out.
I'll go to Metropolis and talk to the TV guy.
And look at the artifact.
Okay.
You going to help me with the artifact? Oh, wait, you're done.
Sure. Kick some artifact ass. With that artifact.
See if you can find out exactly where on the moon it's trying to talk to.
See if I can figure out how it works.
Don't break it, I want to find the moon base.
Secret moon base. It won't be mine.
I will not rest. Alright, I go to Metropolis.
Okay. Make a charisma roll.
Right. Oh, I tell them using the code words for really important or whatever.
I have a stupefyingly appalling.
Yeah, I have a stupefyingly appalling message. Please tell him that. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Fine.
All right.
They make me wait.
Yeah, they give you the runaround and stuff, because, you know, even though you're all flamey.
Somebody finally tell them that this, you know, uses my stupid words.
It is Metropolis. They see all kinds of stuff. You should go check out Daily Planet. For no reason at all.
I hear Captain Marvel works there.
Does he, nowadays?
Yeah.
I thought he was just a little boy.
He's a cub photographer. He's Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah, he's...
So let's see.
Maybe I could get to be friends with Lois Lane.
After a couple hours, you find out that Jughead is on vacation.
Where?
In Hawaii.
Hawaii. Where, Hawaii?
Island City.
Okay, I'll go find him there. Thanks.
You can call us. Hey, I heard he's back in
the
walkie-talkie.
Okay.
That's pretty far for walkie-talkie.
I tell him they were appallingly stupendously helpful.
He's in Metropolis.
They were perplexingly helpful.
Wait a goddamn minute.
Metropolis, you missed that part?
Yeah, I did. What, did he get you a cheesesteak? What?
Did you want something from Metropolis while I was there?
Well, what's their good food, man?
I have no idea.
I like a piece of Lois. Oh.
Pizza.
Pizza?
Normal. Pizza. Free pizza.
Alright, I bring you some pizza.
Cool.
Check out the artifact.
Okay, make a scientist roll.
I drop off some pizza for Peter Pan and I go look for the TV guy in Hawaii
need?
This time.
Cool.
What do I
need?
Very high.
Although the fact that he's here makes me
low.
A lot more suspicious of him.
Yeah, I see. Wait, when did you go on vacation?
Yesterday.
He's ahead. That's coming.
He's
today.
A talking head.
Max Federal? Wait, is that on right now? 85?
No, like 80. That was just before I went to college, I think. Like
80, 78. Yeah, okay. Well, with Max Headroom, he did that Pepsi or Coke commercial right before.
Yeah. God, how can you get a TV show at a Coke commercial?
That was pretty cool.
Max Headroom, 1985.
Yeah, baby.
It was a great series.
It needs to come out on DVD.
So, Max Headroom.
I would so buy that.
There was a lot of episodes. It was fly by night, like
no,
a lot
no,
of.
No, this was the TV series. It was 1987.
So what
the hell was Max Headroom 1985?
For a commercial?
Probably.
Or what?
It says TV. Yeah,
it might have been a TV movie.
The
TV movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the TV movie was 85. The TV show was 87.
Well, the commercial probably before then. So.
Yeah, the commercials were probably 84.
Okay, so let's see.
I like their video cameras. Huge video cameras.
They're cool. But he had live feed, so it was streaming.
I need to roll a 21?
Yep. It is 27.
I don't think I'll get it. Eh, let's try. That's all I can ask for, right?
Don't roll a 2. Yeah, it goes off.
Yep, nope.
Super weapon strikes here.
So, well, I learned something about it, right?
Yeah.
It's alien. This
is
definitely
alien
not
thing.
From here.
Yeah.
Can't tell how old it is?
Definitely different.
Can't get any information that we don't already know.
It's 100,000 years old.
Wow.
Pretty old.
It
came from the moon?
Well, you can't see
it. It's got moon dust all over it.
Wait a minute. It tastes like moon dust. Smell like moon dust.
No, it's nothing else, really.
I'll try again later.
Yeah. Whatever.
Poke around. Add it for another episode.
Yeah. This will be my original cyclotron project.
So it's probably like 7 p.m. now.
7 p.m.
The moon base.
You come back?
Yeah. And I say he's here. He went on vacation yesterday. I'm going to go find him.
Can we check like the airports and the hotels where you stayed? Or you stayed in the swimming? Or... You know, someone must have seen him. He's famous.
Yeah,
I mean, he just...
Maybe he's going to cover the shuttle bus or something.
Yeah, we call some places.
Okay,
check him out.
So whoever is calling is the current one.
It's stupendously, appallingly important.
Okay, so you call around and...
If we need a roll made, I can make it happen.
Okay.
So you find out the hotel where you're staying.
Check out the alien artifact. Just for rehab.
Is secretary, I guess, or assistant administration?
Five.
No, secretary.
Okay.
Five.
Five.
Oh, that's true. Secretary. Says.
Yeah.
Five high enough?
No, she was.
55, you say?
I'm a school
girl. He's out dinner.
Five.
I tell her it's appallingly, stupendously, perfectly important that we talk to it.
And yet she has no idea what the hell he's writing. What the hell are you using? 10-cent words.
Damn kids.
What restaurant?
Well, she really can't tell you.
Come on, you can tell her.
Yeah,
come on.
He doesn't like all his fans mobbing him, leaving.
Oh, don't worry, Walmart. Come on, come on, come on.
Come on.
Come on. You know, if we were there, this would work. Let's just go there and talk to her. Let's go there and talk to her. Come on, come on.
When's he
going to
be back?
Probably
back in a couple hours. I guess it doesn't work. may work. Who knows? Does it work?
Let's see.
I'm Pat Charisma.
We are superheroes.
Come on, come on.
Okay. Brad wants to give him an exclusive interview.
Alright, I should use it in the restaurant.
Over dinner.
Alright.
Alright,
those who care,
Max
Headroom had 14 episodes.
That's it?
Yeah.
It didn't last that long.
Well, yeah, but that's a lot more than most of it.
Yeah.
Automan.
Automan.
There are a lot of really bad shows that lasted for a while.
Automan.
Back in the 80s, they just let them run.
There were a lot of really good shows that got killed right away.
Like, Misfits of Science?
The Critic.
Yeah, Misfits of Science.
I ran 6 episodes.
How's the Flash?
Flash ran a full season.
Did it?
Yeah.
Square Tag?
Yeah, I didn't want to
watch it.
Square Tag. Well, that was a different story entirely.
Street Hawk.
They were shut down
Hawk.
By the...
Street Hawk syndicated it.
Was it?
Yeah. So I think it lasted
Square Tag? Well, like, Nick and Knight does it now. The Square Tag got canceled because of drug use on the set.
Oh, really?
Damn that, Sarah Jessica Parker. Well, it was the producers and directors that were encouraged to
come on.
Do drugs.
Manimal.
Manimal. No, the other one was
Mantis.
Mantis was 90s, wasn't it?
M.
Yeah.
Manimal was
90s. Yeah.
Like,
I don't know, most of us have
Stingray. I
kind of
like that.
Stingray.
Is that the one with the car?
Yeah.
Guy with
a
Corvette.
Yeah,
who would
with
help
a Corvette.
People out and then get them, you owe me a favor.
Oh,
yeah.
And then he'd kinda go around
like
calling in favors to help somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like...
Except he always seemed to use up, two favors to...
To do one.
To get one.
He must have done a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he did a lot of stuff stopping up the series. Or Equalizer was pretty much the same.
Equalizer
was really
watching time,
right?
But it's just like
some old guy who did stuff for people.
Towards the end, he was just helping out fellow senior citizens, right? The rest home.
No, I think you're thinking of Highway to Heaven.
God, that show needed to die.
Highway to Heaven?
I love Riptide. Riptide
was
great. Riptide. Robot thing.
I did not appreciate the geek.
Oh, he was funny.
He was cool.
What, the geek?
When I was a kid.
He was a card.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the geek?
The computer guy.
What's wrong with the computer guy?
He was just too stereotypical.
What about that one with the two brothers?
Simon.
Yeah, we just watched that too.
Hardcastle and McCormick?
Yeah, we just watched that.
Fall Guy?
I haven't really watched that.
You didn't watch Fall Guy?
Jake and the Fat Man?
Yeah, right. Jake and the Fat Man, yeah.
I don't watch it really either.
There used to be a lot of shows with cars.
Yeah, a lot of car shows, a lot of bike shows.
Knight Rider.
Drink and Steel
was also cool.
That was really mighty.
Never even watched anything like
that.
Watch too much TV.
Also, cool shows.
Well, there was cool shows that are still cool. There's cool shows like The Dukes of Hazzard that I can't handle watching anymore.
I never really watched too much.
Yeah, I never really watched it.
I killed Navy.
I was
a little old.
Yeah, I know, but it was on in the afternoons when I was a little kid, so...
Yeah,
it was on before Speed Racer.
Really? Before my time. I watched a little bit of Bewitched. Three's Company.
Yeah, I only watched some of it.
Really?
I don't watch it that much. Creep Company.
Beat the Crowd.
The Ropers. They have their own show.
Yeah.
Didn't that suck?
That was horrible.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I used to watch Different Strokes a lot.
Yeah.
Mork and Mindy.
Never really watched Muppet Babies.
Yeah, never really watched the Tin Woods.
Didn't like Robin Williams before.
I like Muppet Babies.
Still don't like him, actually. I don't really like his humor. Hear that,
sometimes.
Peter? I don't like Robin Williams.
Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's not so funny.
Yeah.
Robin Williams is a genius.
Alright, so what are we doing?
Alright, so you are going to the restaurant.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you go to the restaurant, the maitre said, oh, you didn't show up.
Ah. Do you call to say why, or to cancel? Or
yes, you did. You called to cancel.
Damn it.
Well, let's take out the spaceport.
What did he call for, so we can find out? That would take a while. Never mind.
It'd be hard to tell, too, because
all
the phone calls come.
Nobody has caller ID anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One of those.
Alright, let's go take out the space. We actually have the... We have the thing, right? We have the artifact. We should
guard it. Ernest Jr.,
they can't leave without it.
Yeah.
Well, actually, maybe they already know where it is. Very complicated. We should. Who's watching the artifact? Or are we just lugging with us?
Let's get back at the base.
Back at the base.
It'll be safe, right? We'll come back to ransack.
Nobody can ransack. Okay, so you go to the.
Oh, because of our good defense system at the base.
Air base? Or whatever, Sunderland Corp.
Space. Uh-huh. Space station, we call it.
Okay.
Private airport.
So when you get there,
spaceport.
It is like 8. There's like a lot of flashing lights and stuff.
Okay.
Looks like, you know, a lot of people running around.
Grab somebody and say, what's going on?
So someone, they're going, oh, the base was, because, you know, the base has been attacked and stuff.
What? Where?
You know, like an hour ago.
What happened?
A group of, like, you know, terrorists or something came into one of the shuttles.
Armored thugs?
Armored thugs.
With ray guns?
Which shuttle? The first shuttle. Whatever it's called.
The Challenger. Akron.
Damn. Wrong.
Oh, well.
It's gotta be the Enterprise. You guys are pretty cheesy.
Is it?
The Enterprise never went to space, though.
But this one did.
Didn't go to...
Conrad
Lopez.
So is the name of the show Conrad Lopez?
Yeah.
Is it really Conrad Lopez?
Did they actually take off in it? Or
yes. They actually did take off.
Wait, we didn't see it? Well, I guess we didn't.
You guys get the other shuttle and chase them. I'll chase them. Or do you guys want to get in a box?
I can go with you.
Yeah, you'd be okay. What about Peter Pan?
You'd be dead, but...
No, you can't get a skateboard.
Well, you could.
Yeah, well, right, that's right on you.
That's true.
Deep breath.
Hey.
I mean, you know. You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Can we steal a spacesuit for Peter Pan or something?
One of those,
power
suits. Oh, power suit. Do they have, like, a...
power suit.
Seal systems built in?
Not much. Seal system? I don't know. Nope, not at all.
What's your body?
Body's like 7. So that's like four or eight minutes.
That's 8 minutes.
Eight minutes should be enough. No.
No.
None of you are actually trailing the shuttle.
Can you fly a shuttle?
How far can I get at 900 miles an hour in 8 minutes?
We'll put you in... I'll carry you. We'll put you in a suit.
Yeah, you can put him in a suit.
Because I have to go kind of slow until we get out of the atmosphere, but then I can go as fast as I want, and you guys, there's no friction. So there's no friction in space.
How do you keep lubricant?
Once I get you guys out into space, I can go really fucking fast.
I do appreciate that Wu is the only one that I know can hear all my jokes.
Yeah. I'm not repeating them either.
Okay, so this just took that long.
Just
right?
That bad.
Okay, make a...
Just a shuttle roll?
Yeah, all three you can make perception rolls to spot the other shuttle.
Double twos.
11? Oh, yeah.
And then add your int and will.
Int and will.
23.
21.
22. Okay.
Still beat everybody.
We got straight. Huh?
You still beat everybody.
Yeah.
21,
okay.
23.
Okay, so... you do spot the other shuttle.
Alright, I chase after it.
Okay.
Am I faster than it?
Yes.
Okay.
So do you want to tail it, or do you actually want to catch it?
I don't know.
Let's tail it.
You want to find out where the
moon
base is?
I want to find out where the
moon
base is.
We'll find that way.
Yeah, we'll tail it.
Get closer.
I attempted to let go up to the nose of it and start pushing.
No, you just squeeze the
squeeze the air out of it?
Exhaust.
No, just poke a hole in one of the windows.
Kill one.
Let's catch up to it and we ride on it.
Alright. There's no real problem with that, I suppose.
Do.
Oh, did my spot you? I should roll.
What's this extra drag here?
I'm going to be looking outside.
You never know. Okay. So, they go over to the alien moon base.
Aha!
And they land in like some kind of hangar.
I found it.
See, that's where it is. You missed the spot.
Well, as soon as the hangar starts opening for them to land in, we should just grab the shovel and push it back out into space.
Wouldn't that kill?
Let's take them back to Earth.
Oh, you mean like... Well,
yeah,
no,
let's drag the shuttle back to Earth now.
Let's go in and check.
We can go look around later.
No, it's more fun, you know, fighting the bad guy from Moon Base.
Well, it would be kind of fun.
The pilot,
we might accidentally, like,
the pilot of the shuttle is actually Gil Gerard. You'll arrive in 500 years.
Oh, no. Oh, well.
What about Gil Gerard?
He'll come back in 500 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Is it?
We
look at
Buck. I love you, Buck.
Alright, so what do you guys do?
You want to fight them here? I want to drag them back to Earth.
You want to drag them back to Earth?
I know where the moon base is now. If we let them get out and go around and do stuff, then...
Sure, okay, let's drag them back.
And we can't trust moon justice.
I grab the space shuttle, and I try to drag it back out.
Alright.
Help.
Okay. Two of us can do it, right? Together.
We'll see.
Together we can do anything. Was that a lesson that was learned?
Yeah, if you all chip in.
But you're a dick.
Things are slightly less sucky.
You're a dick. So you're gonna screw everyone.
I can't believe you're screwing everybody.
What the hell are you guys talking about? I screwed Shannon. And it was fun.
Donald screwed Shannon and it was fun.
So evil.
If you didn't hear that.
I didn't hear it, not from you.
No, if you didn't hear that, I was repeating it.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
Okay, good.
Like you're telling me I shouldn't have heard it.
So I'll say we do that, we do that, we do that, okay. Make a strength run.
You have to add one because it will. Something?
Yeah. So...
Yeah. And 14, which would
be plus
2,
so we need a
13.
I got
4.
Okay.
Did it slow down?
You affected enough that it crash lands.
Great.
Damn it.
So you messed up the, you know, careful landing thing.
But this time we're there yet.
And it crashes without a hangar.
Oh, it crashes. Now I've got a friend here. Eh, doesn't matter.
And then the doors are closed.
Oh, the hanging big door? Okay.
Damn it.
So I have to get
I'm going to have trouble getting them home now.
Why?
There's a little shuttle pool.
So? You can still put them back in there. It's not like... It's still airtight,
so.
Right?
Probably.
Otherwise, they'd be dead now.
They only need a couple hours of air to get them home. Yeah, it's probably polar attack. You probably...
They could be aliens. We don't know if they're not aliens.
Figure out. Where are you guys? On top of the shuttle, still looking at
the going up. Well, we know where the door is, right?
Yeah.
So, should we just confront them here? And now?
Here and now.
Or should we wait till they do stuff? Get, like, get the moon weapon and then start blasting then?
Wait until we launch the moon weapon.
Yeah. Let's confront him here. Sure. Stay in front of the door like this. or this.
Is it this?
Or this.
Alright, so Jack Dad comes out. Well. He sees you guys. It's just, I should have known.
Is it the TV guy?
Yeah. Ha!
Does he look
I'm
like
perfectly stupendously appalled to see you here. I say.
Is it O'Reilly?
Does it look like someone
ran
else?
Into O'Reilly?
Check it. No.
Not to O'Reilly.
Although I have no idea how we damaged you in the past.
I'm too close to success to let you stop me now.
You are?
Yes. Wait, yeah. He picks out a gun.
So close.
Explain to me how we foiled you in the past. I'm confused.
That's after the fight.
Yeah, after the fight. So,
now.
Are you deaf, Marty?
You just don't get it.
Oh, okay.
You just don't get it.
He said, well, he does say that the old platform thing called the wave motion.
Wave motion gun?
The wave machine.
Wave machine.
You, that was all his organization stuff.
Yeah, yeah. See? Same umbrella group.
Well, we thought it was those other guys.
Not bad.
So, Jack, there is...
Who's there?
A, like, old mad scientist guy.
That's an old
and
scientist
And then stepping
guy.
Out, step two.
Step two.
Step two.
Step two? What happened to you? I think.
Rest destroyed.
Hey, that's robot guy.
Yeah.
Hey, robot guy.
Yeah, we found him. It's step two. That's your cue.
Destroy him all.
I never killed step two, right?
Yeah, now's your chance.
I have no qualms with that.
Well, he did say kill them all right now.
Yep. Okay, you guys can make additional rules.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
You think he's going to do it? I don't think he'll do it. He's a nice guy.
Right.
Ooh. I mean, you might go faster than me. Faster.
Hey, Lou. Okay. I sent something to Kev. He needs that. So he can add his shortcut to BB Edit.
Alright. We'll leave that on there then. Okay.
What'd you get? 54. What's your initiative?
48.
What's your initiative?
59.
Are we showing me up? What's the deal with
no.
that?
Yeah, 59.
Okay, Brad, you go first.
They give up now, so we'll have
two
to...
Two humans and a robot. Oh, do you go try to...
Give up now, or we'll have to shoot you. Or we'll have to hurt you.
Step two. Come
probably
on.
Not gonna work. You know?
You're my buddy from way
well,
back.
You
okay.
Know, I should always try.
You don't have to always.
I've never even once...
I always try. I'm from the 40s. I say evil never prevails.
Go ahead and roll. So... have a viral plus
are they vendetta?
Some of them are. You might be able to convince the doctor. The old doctor.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, whatever.
Who
might be? So you have 12. Target the doctor. Come on, doctor, you don't need to be involved in this.
Old man.
Yeah.
The boy figured out who he is?
No, I've never seen him before. Looks like an old guy.
Okay. Old, you're old.
I don't look like an old guy, though.
Yeah, but you're old.
You see, ancient, I hear.
True. You guys are creepy.
You might be old too, for all we know. Time.
Let me get this straight. The young girl looks young and is also young.
Okay.
That's not possible.
They don't give up.
They don't, huh?
No.
Last
okay.
mistake you ever make, I
Jack goes on 59. He takes out a pistol and shoots.
Who's going to Jack? Oh, the TV guy?
Yep, TV guy. Your TV guy. Let's see. Oh, you're just a girl. That should make this different.
Oh.
And he's just a little kid.
He's the only one in a spacesuit, by the way.
That's true.
Which might make a difference.
What's their 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? 6.
Ooh, so what, that's...
Okay, so, Peter...
Shoots a guy in the spacesuit. That's not good.
Jack takes out a gun and tries to shoot
the guy in
the
spacesuit. So when
the door's
closed... Is there air?
No point.
Nah, you're fine.
No, there's
air.
There's air. So do you want to try to dodge?
In the hangar bay.
Alright, yeah, I'll dodge. I'll just dodge. I thought I was going to freaking die.
No. Well, even if you punctured, you still got a few minutes.
You can always put your finger there.
Okay, so it's a rocket pistol.
The rocket pistol.
Yeah, but he's kind of not a very good skill.
He's
so
a normal human, right? Looks just like a human.
Just
normal
basically
human.
Just a normal human.
The hell is that?
Oh. Like, he's supposed to go through a maze, and then I'm supposed to show you things about as you go through the parts of the maze.
Ah, excellent.
Like Ultimate 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Wizardry,
yeah.
Or Bart's tail.
Click his gun jams. Must be the
I'm not afraid of you.
Space atmosphere.
That's a pretty spiffy gun you got there.
Zero G atmosphere.
Jack.
54, that would be you.
That'd be me.
Where do you go?
48.
No.
Well, since Rip tried the can't we all get along thing, I could try that too.
Rip didn't try anything.
Rad. I got the sluggy button.
Yeah. Well, alright.
Well, Dev 2 said must destroy?
Yeah. Must kill, actually.
Must kill.
Kill him! Just attack him! Attack him! Take him out! He's a robot!
It's true, he's a robot.
It's dangerous.
But he's never done anything mean.
Yet.
Me. Oh wait, you know he killed the mob guy.
Yeah,
right?
So if you wait for every villain to do something mean to you, it'll kind of suck.
Well, he pulled out a gun.
It's true.
I knocked him out.
Okay.
Bad TV guy.
So you fly up and punch him.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Roll.
Bad TV guy. No cookie.
He's a normal human, remember?
Yeah.
I might kill him.
So you need a... 4.
Oh, can I pull my punch card?
See? That's why I say he's a normal human.
Pretty much automatic. Unless you roll and... Okay. You know, you roll doubles, don't keep rolling.
I roll a 10.
You actually do...
Or don't even do extra damage.
No damage, because he's got a...
Power suit?
RB of 12. Because he's got like a some kind of little power suit thing underneath.
Aha!
Okay.
To help protect him a bit.
Okay. Take him out. Full blast.
Full blast.
Two fists. Like this.
48. Peter. So, Rad tried to talk him out, and the girl punched Jack, but didn't do any damage.
I tried to talk him down.
Jack and the robot, Dev 2.
Right. Sure, and then there's the old scientist guy. Probably the most dangerous of them all.
Good job.
You can't see anything now, can you?
Knew that was going to happen. What? How did I know?
Why are you moving the cat that close?
You were showing off the dog.
What were you showing?
Equal airtime.
I put my cat in the camera.
Yeah, whatever.
All I saw was the roof.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well. Hey, it's Donald Ted. Hi, Donald Ted.
Okay. So what do you want to do, Peter? There's Jack, there's the scientist guy, there's the robot.
Shoot the old guy.
The old scientist. Old German scientist.
German?
Wow. German? You can say he was German. Kill him now.
Victor von Love.
I was going to say, maybe it's that Oppenheimer guy that Rick was always talking about.
Ooh,
in the science circle.
120 years old.
Do I know him? Have I heard of him?
Dev 2 out of his bad way. I'm going to have to dismantle him.
What are you doing?
No.
I'm stymied. I want to talk Dev 2 out
of his bad. You want to what?
Talk to Dev 2?
Dev 2 is in cahoots with these guys, right?
How do you try to talk to him?
He appears to be.
Well, you did so with all three of them. Plus, he wants to do a one-on-one.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, you might do one-on-one.
I want to persuade Dev 2 to be on our side again.
16?
Well, you know, you have heard of him.
Talk about
he's
a specialist in what field?
Talk about how we can beat Dev 1
he's
together.
He's basically missile weapon, well, you know, rockets.
Rocket scientist?
Yeah.
Rocket scientist.
Rocket scientist
here. So, he doesn't take a rocket scientist, too.
Dave said he wants to try to talk straight to
rocket scientist in Nazi Germany.
He wants to talk straight to Dev 2.
Talk to Dev 2. Go ahead. Talk.
Okay, what do you want to say to Dev 2 before he smashes you? Appeal to his robotic humanity. What?
Remind him of the good old days.
Remind him of the good old days.
You know,
remember that time when I tried to kill you? Is that what you say?
Just don't mention.
We never went nuts. We never had a problem with Dev 2.
Just, yes. Well, we did, actually.
Tell them about all the signs, the good fun we had beating up Dev 1 together.
Exactly.
Just don't mention mechanique. Or mechanic, as
well,
I call
her. Make a charisma roll.
Don't mention mechanic. Or Charles Bronson.
So 2d10, add your charisma times 2.
So,
15
do you think?
That's with a plus
10
for your charisma?
Yeah.
you said mechanic, didn't you?
Mechanic.
Mechanic.
Mechanic. Say mechanic. He gets a mad gleam in his eye.
He goes crazy?
He goes crazy.
Mechanic, not mechanic. Mechanic. We're in Hawaii, man. Actually, we're not in Hawaii anymore.
It's
the
moon.
It's the moon. It's the moon. 80s.
Base. Base.
It's crazy. Who knows?
I know where there's a moon in the base.
Where?
Right here.
Okay. So you were trying to talk to him, and then he gets mad at you and tries to punch you.
You should dodge. Actually, don't dodge. See how hard he hits. Then, and tell us.
Excellent.
Did you go flying across the hangar and crash into the wall?
Obviously, why you're our leader.
We'll know how hard he hits.
I'm sorry, you didn't see the quote. Leader.
Okay, do you dodge this?
Yes.
Just want to make sure. Let's see, so that gives you a 14, 18, he's a 17 to do 11 points of damage.
What? What?
Nothing.
11. No, okay. So, you know, his arm gets all, you can see crackles of electricity coming off of it as it swings towards you.
Electric fists.
You can feel the static charge.
I screw you, I'm taking you apart like I did Dev 1.
That's the spirit.
There you go. I guess that slightly counteracts the fact that he's throwing you guys so crazy.
Stockpiling for his militia.
Let's see. That was,
I don't think giving guns to kids is a good idea, I say.
And then the doctor takes out an old Luger.
What the?
And you might as well shoot the girl since everybody else has parts to know. And bounces off you. Point blank. Right in your chest, and it just kind of melts.
Ding!
God. Stay there, young whippersnapper. Okay. Brad.
Well, looks like you want to do it the hard way.
Who does Jeff speak? Oh, that's right. Jeff, what's his name?
two humans and a robot.
Sitting in a tree.
Just take out the two humans. Actually, you can't shoot all three, right?
Sure, you can shoot all three.
I'll do that.
Okay.
I warned you.
I warned you, he says. Okay, roll.
I did.
The
old man.
Die, old man.
He just had a little pop gun.
That's true.
Okay.
Well,
Jack
all three.
Tries
I
to shoot.
Can't control who goes down.
I don't think he was dangerous or anything.
Yeah, let's go faster. Jack tries to shoot. Who is he shooting? Oh, he's got an undamaged gun. So he's not dead this round.
Click. I hit Jack.
Now, kid gloves are off. Just got to roll up.
Now I know.
Wouldn't take too much, like a 16. No, like a 19. Double force. Uh-oh.
And 5.
So 13.
5 is 13.
So you do 3 points. So you use another hero point. Dave, what do you want to do? Peter.
Kick Dev 1 that.
Dev 2, you mean?
Go ahead and attack.
Dev 2 that.
So he's got a dex evade. So you need an 8 to hit him.
Not at all, huh?
Well, he's pretty tough. He looks pretty tough. I shot at him.
After your first attack. So go ahead and roll.
That?
You know this after your first attack, but go ahead and roll.
Oh, I don't know yet.
Yeah. Right, go.
I was gonna pour some hero points in there, that's all.
If you want.
You want, you don't know the dex evade.
I know.
And you don't know the body.
I know.
So just spend hero points. Willy nilly.
I think I'll put them into damage.
Okay.
Two hero points into damage.
All right, go ahead and roll.
2 hero points plus 4.
Plus 4 damage.
I rolled a 11.
So you do 15 damage. He's got a 20 body, or resistance.
20 resistance.
He bounces up.
It bounces off.
Uh-huh.
20 resistance.
So basically I can roll better than one.
He shoots you with a bioenergy blast.
Bioenergy.
I will dodge that.
Bioenergy. He's a 15. Nope, he missed.
15, really?
You're turning in, I believe.
Okay,
Jack, and
there's
the robot.
Jack is human. Well, was he pretty tough? I shot at him, too.
I
just punched him, and he's still standing there.
Yeah. He's got a RD of 12. And a dex of 5.
So it'd be easier to take down the robot. Just take him down first.
Mm-hmm.
I'll shoot at him.
Okay.
Or not.
Okay.
No damage.
TV guy.
Okay.
Your show is boring.
Oh, and I get mad. She not said that.
Okay.
Okay.
Need to roll 11 to hurt him, right?
Yep. Peter, what do you want to do? Hit the robot?
Hit the robot again. I'll put points in the damage.
Okay. So you need to put
14.
Well, 12 is the max. You can only double your damage.
You can only double your... Yeah. Your damage.
Right. Well, I only put 2 in, which should be 6, right?
2 is 4.
2 is 4.
Yeah. 3 is 6.
I'm cool. Okay.
So you put 2 points in.
So, I just put 2 points in.
Okay.
And you rolled a 14.
Me?
And then what's your roll?
14, yeah.
So that's 18.
Oh, is that what you said?
So you don't do any...
No, no. I do it on damage.
Right.
Right, that's 4 plus 4.
So 2 points on damage, and I do 16. You rolled a 14, right?
Right.
So that's plus 4, so that's 20.
So that's
and
nothing.
You've got a 20 body, so you do 0.
Right.
Okay.
You got points in the boat.
No, the attack is, you need an 8 to hit him, so it doesn't matter.
You can use a critical or something.
Yeah, you can use a critical.
Oh, shit, I should...
Jack tries to shoot... tries to shoot... Since you two are attacking him.
Yep.
He shoots the girl. Obviously the weaker one.
Well, she's right in front of him, too. Trying to punch him.
He missed. Dev hits you with a mind blast.
Oh, God. You're going down, man.
I block it with my sword.
Oh, good call.
Okay, he does no damage.
Oh, my
God. Brad.
You were so close.
Take down that robot. Although, it'd be tough. Take down the human, then we can all concentrate on the robot.
Concentrate all fire.
Yeah.
And
then destroy.
Wondering if I should do a critical.
You've only got a dex of 5.
I'm thinking I'm going to.
Yeah.
So minus 4, you still need a 9 to hit him, or 8. And then you lose 6 points of damage. Just don't roll up too high. No, actually, even if.
I'll do critical.
Okay.
Whatever.
You still miss. You suck. Oh, actually, he goes next. He tried to shoot the girl again.
Gotta roll better.
He missed.
Alright, I'll do a critical.
Don't roll 4.
I'll try not.
12, 15.
He's dead.
Okay, so you do 5 plus 6, 11, 23, minus 12 is 11, not too bad. And, oh well.
Okay.
Too bad.
Now we can concentrate on Dev 2.
You know, Peter.
All of Rift's robots get better when,
after
when they leave them. why is that?
Can you hear?
Hello?
Dave?
Can't hear.
Hello?
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Yep, we can hear
I'm
you.
I'm going to attack. Oh, you're back in.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to kick his freaking ass. What's the attack type you do to increase damage?
Critical.
Critical.
And devastating.
Critical is. And I'll max out my hero
so
point.
So critical is 12. So now you need a 12 to hit him.
You need a 12 to hit him.
To do negative 2 damage.
To do negative 2 damage. So it can bump your
what?
2 hits and 2 damage.
If you do a critical, you need a 12 to hit him.
Right.
And that'll be
negative
2 damage.
Right, if you roll a 12, you
so
do negative 2.
You need a 14 to actually do damage.
0.
Oh, 15
to do 1
to 15 to do damage.
Or you can...
That's without using any hero points.
Right, if you use your hero points for to hit, 1 point for to hit, that'll be 10 to hit him. That's probably a good idea, since you need a 10 or more to do damage anyway. And then put some into damage.
Alright. So, yeah, that...
If you want to use hero point.
I've got to make sure I hit, though. So, how many do I have left now, Kev? You've been tallying them.
So what?
How many have I used? Hero points. You've been
14 left.
Hero points.
14 left.
14 left. And I can, it sounds like I can put 6 hero points into damage.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, man.
You could do that.
I think I'll use 9 hero points.
So 6 into damage?
3 to the hit, and
okay.
6 into the damage and use critical.
Alright. So you need to roll a 6 to do 10 points of damage. Wow.
Holy crap.
Did you roll less than a 6?
I rolled a 9. I rolled a 19.
Okay, so that's 9. You do 19 points of damage.
Not quite enough to stun him.
Well,
it's stunned.
It could be like, you know,
skin
armor.
Yeah.
God, that's a lot, actually. 19 uses most of his hero points. So he only takes up 1 point of damage.
Dave does use hero points like water.
So you just stun him.
Yeah, okay.
And you used up most of his hero points.
Some of them did. Alright.
Next round, you. Oh, no, he goes. Oh, he's done. He comes out of stun. You go.
Hmm. Looks like critical or devastating would be the way to go.
Probably critical. Devastating is kind of harsh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Critical.
So, if you do critical, you need an 11 to do lane 2.
Sure. Try.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So, if you do the same thing, you need a 10 to do negative 2. Okay, Peter.
You need a 9. Oh, actually.
No,
you
he also need a 10 to do negative 2.
A 10 to do negative 2.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you need a 12, okay. 13 to start doing damage.
Okay, but a critical.
You
so if you do critical, you need a 14 to do 4 points. Strangely
enough. I'm going to.
No, he does a 10 to do negative 2 with a critical. Yeah, 10 to negative 2, that's with a critical. Is.
Right, yeah. Would you say 10 to do a 14 to do a 4?
So if you want to do 12 to do 1 point.
Well, never mind, forget it. Just
which is devastating.
Yeah. Wait, what do you.
Well, what's
no, actually, devastating is
8 and 12. What do you do with a 20 hit point? 20 points. You have to do 20 points to do any damage?
No.
No.
Okay, so.
So wait, if right now, with a critical blow,
yes.
If you roll a 10, you do negative 2 points.
So you need to roll a 13 to do 1 point.
Right. If you do a devastating attack, if you roll a 14, you do 4 points.
Right. And a critical is down. Sorry.
Critical is 10 to do negative 2.
10 negative
2. Okay. Just roll. Unless you want to spend more hero points.
Yeah. Well, I could do the devastating and add to the hit to make it more likely I'll actually do damage.
That's true.
Right, but then you wouldn't be able to dodge.
Not all three of you are attacking. You'll attack someone randomly.
Yeah.
But we can both dodge.
It's true, but he doesn't know it.
Yeah.
It's a robot.
That's true.
Alright, Kev.
The robot? Just roll high. We know you can. Come on, you're on the other side.
Yeah. Okay. I believe I have, 5 hero points left, right?
Yes.
So 2 to the hit, 3 to the damage, use devastating.
Okay, so now you need 10 to do 10 points of damage.
Hey! I rolled a 6, but 2
threes. Don't roll a 3.
20 points. 20 points.
You rolled a 20?
Yeah, I rolled
a 20. Okay, so that's 20 points.
I rolled up.
3
You took him out.
You took him out by yourself.
Yeah, pretty much.
More or less. Basically, by spending, you know,
all of your
14 hero points. Oh, plus the 4 he did when he was sticking around with it. So, 18 hero points. It's like 90 old style.
That's been done before.
Yeah. Usually if I try to stay up. I refuse to go down. Okay, so you take out all the bad guys.
So, let's take him back first.
And then come back and explore?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come back and explore.
Okay. Make rolls when you're exploring.
And what?
Oh, do you come back and explore the moon base?
Do I?
Yeah, after.
Can I check that too?
Sure.
He's effectively unconscious, right?
What?
Yeah. He's just unconscious, he's not dead.
Mantled or anything.
No, he's not dead.
No, don't. I want to check him out to see what happened to him.
Great. You see, this is why they come back.
It doesn't matter. They'll come back if they come back. They'll come back.
I can make sure this thing doesn't come back.
They'll always come back.
I mean, War shouldn't have came back. He was transported into space and dispersed.
Who?
War, Next Generation. The first time he was destroyed, he was transported into space and dispersed.
Who's War?
Suddenly he came back.
War, Data's evil brother.
Oh. That's why they'll always come back. It doesn't really matter what you do.
But Kevin wouldn't bring it back. If Moore was transported to space, he wouldn't bring it back, right?
What? If he was transported to space, I wouldn't bring him back?
Yeah, it's a first. He wouldn't just transport to space.
If he did that to Brainiac, yeah, he would come back.
He would come back.
Well, because
he
only
had a whole bunch of modules with Brainiac in it.
Yeah.
If he did it to Dev, he probably wouldn't come back. But then you lose a lot of hero points. Because Dev isn't really evil.
I want to check him.
Misunderstood. Wait, we're rolling for exploring the alien base?
Yeah.
Oh, let me check.
Yeah,
let me do the check.
All right.
You're going to
check Dev
first.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he's been programmed to be evil. Well, basically, you know, some time ago he was badly damaged and he was reprogrammed.
Time ago.
So it's
after,
actually,
after
it is actually a lot lower.
Sure.
So this is after the first campaign?
Yeah.
Can I reprogram him? Later.
Make him better than he was?
Make him bad.
I want to, check out the moon base first, then reprogram him.
Alright, let's go check out the moon base.
Do you come back?
For the moon base?
No, I want to check out the moon base.
Okay.
Make a roll. Everyone make a roll. This is just a random roll. Not really, but...
Alright.
Something high, right?
Something high will be good.
11 never seems to do damn thing.
Something low.
You rolled double 11s? Roll again.
Double 11.
Sixes.
Yep.
9, 12, and 9, 21.
3, 1, 6. What do you roll, Peter?
11.
Okay.
Don't find Jack. Is that what you're going to tell me?
What the hell? But
you
have to solve one last problem.
It's the maze.
No, it's the maze. It's not really
right
that great of a movie.
I don't care.
Because apparently there's a maze. Whoever built those.
Maybe it's someplace I can come and hang out and get away from everybody.
So when you get to the control room, apparently the missile that's going to destroy the Earth is on a countdown.
Uh-oh.
Meep.
Let's stop it.
Alright.
Sounds
so
easy enough.
So, one person can try scientist.
let's let Nick Peter hand do it.
You.
I think Peter has earned his chance.
I rolled an 8. Did that do it?
No, I'll do it, kid. Little boy in a spacesuit. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. You don't think Peter's
for a stormtrooper, aren't you?
I just start randomly pushing buttons.
Launch now. 14.
Okay.
I could have left the moon base. I could have survived this.
So, it was...
You didn't have to come back.
I know. It's my own damn fault.
5. Oh, yeah, easily because...
This is elementary.
Elementary.
Okay.
Like this.
Well, we should take
countdown
the missile
stop
apart or something.
Okay. See that countdown stop button?
Now you can burn the Earth whenever you want.
Yeah.
We should disarm the missile.
Yeah.
Bring it back.
People piss you off, come back up here and watch the missile.
Good idea. Maybe we shouldn't disarm the missile.
Okay.
I claim this moon base. The name of Ick.
Okay, when I get back, I want to see about reprogramming Dev 2.
Okay.
Okay. We will...
Because I know that too. He wasn't evil before. I don't know what happened to him.
I will...
By running
wait
the background.
Till...
How long is it taking to go back and forth between Earth and Moon?
It was like, what, 300,000 kilometers? No. 300,000 miles. Right?
Beats me.
I don't know. Actually, it feels like an Earth to Moon thing. Earth to the Moon is 28. So when it's 28, 15 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah. I can commute.
So you can live on the Moon?
Yeah.
Alright.
What did you determine how long would it take?
About 15
minutes.
15 minutes?
Yeah.
What if traffic's bad, though?
That's true. All those shuttles going up now.
True. My moon base. I can put up posters of...
Do not enter.
Of the quarries or something.
Or beware of dog.
Duran Duran. I can play my loud music and not disturb anybody.
Fuck the seagulls.
You're still gonna go to school at in
wherever
Island City, right?
I'm not sure where.
Island City, right?
No, I might go to school in Metropolis.
No, you have to go to Island City because you have to take Kim, introduce him to the.
Well,
he's not going to school.
You're
school.
Not going to school.
I'm just tutoring him.
She's tutoring me like after school.
Like
yeah.
Tutoring.
Well, we can start now during the summer.
Yeah.
We can start now during the summer, if you want.
Sounds good.
It's like blind leading the... Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so I'm going to start teaching Peter Pan how to read.
Because I can't read!
You're taking away his only role-playing note. What are you going to do now?
Oh, that's true. You're going to teach him to read.
Yeah,
teach
him how to read.
Because Peter Pan badly needs to learn to read.
That's
an extra point.
Subplot.
Yeah.
One day I'll put the label over the broom closet.
He's over Peter Pan subplot.
So when do I reprogram?
Oh, yeah. While you're tutoring me, could you teach me to write also? Or is
yeah.
that too much to ask?
Huh? That's a...
Read and write, yeah, they go together.
I'd like to write also.
Yeah, they go together.